In this bulletin, the federal government's workplace laws passed the lower house, a former White House press secretary, the new governor of Arkansas, and in sport, former Olympic swimmer Scott Miller jailed on drug charges. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The federal government's Industrial Relations Bill has passed Parliament's lower house. The legislation has been approved 80 votes to 56. Speaking after the vote, early childhood educator Laura has told reporters the legislation finally gives workers some hope.
It's going to give us the opportunity to see wages moving, wages that have remained on hold for the better part of a decade under the previous government. So we now have that hope that we can no longer have to work two jobs to keep our lives running.
The bill now goes to the Senate, with Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke already in discussions with Independent and Green senators to secure crucial crossbench support. The New South Wales Premier says he's committed to reforms in the state's multi-billion dollar poker machine industry as concerns continue to grow over the use of the industry to launder money. Dominique Perrottet is due to meet with major stakeholders, Clubs New South Wales and the Australian Hotels Association, for talks on establishing cashless gaming, which was recommended by a New South Wales Crime Commission report to minimise money laundering opportunities. He's rejected suggestions that the coalition is unduly influenced by the gaming lobby. The Premier says he wants to work with the industry on the changes needed.
This is not about us versus them. This is about working together as a society to improve people's lives. We cannot have a situation where people are using proceeds of crime and flushing them through pokie machines.
Australia's largest consumer soft plastics recycling scheme has temporarily stopped operating, citing pressures from the pandemic. Redcycle, which has bins in Coles and Woolworths stores across the country, says its partners have not been accepting their recycling, leading to warehouse pile-ups. Victoria's Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says the states have been working together to improve national waste programs, but supermarkets also need to work these issues out themselves.
Corporate Australia, who are big consumers, are big generators of plastics and also big consumers of plastics, also need to take that corporate responsibility to not just reputationally get the benefits of promoting collection of soft plastics, but also be there and deliver on the real solutions that need to be put in place when problems arise.
The program is expected to return in the middle of next year. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been elected as the governor of Arkansas in the US midterm elections. She's the first woman to lead the state and the highest profile Trump administration official to be elected to office.
Thank you so much to the people of Arkansas who've entrusted this responsibility to me. I will be forever grateful to each of you.
Tropical storm Nicole has strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane as it moves through the Bahamas and towards the southeastern US state of Florida. Thousands of residents on Florida's coast, including in Palm Beach and Volusia, have been told to evacuate as seawater breaches barriers. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chatwood has warned that low-lying areas are most at risk.
The surge that is coming forward. There are dozens upon dozens of buildings that have been declared structurally unsafe here along the beach in Volusia County.
Former Olympic swimmer Scott Miller will spend at least 3 years in jail for his role in a New South Wales drug ring. The 47-year-old butterfly specialist has been sentenced to a jail term of 5 years and 6 months, but will be eligible for parole in February of 2024. Miller has been in custody since pleading guilty to charges of supplying a large commercial quantity of methamphetamine, supplying a commercial quantity of heroin, participating in a criminal group, and dealing with the proceeds of crime. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.